All right, guys. Welcome back to the channel, Veteran Biker Channel. I'm Ben. Make sure you hit the like, subscribe, thumbs up button on the way in. We got some good stuff to talk about today. Some of you may be a little alarmed, but we need to get the information out. I received some information over the last couple of days. I've corroborated some things as well, and it looks like the deep state is calling in help. The deep state is calling in help. Over the last let's say 11 days, Donald Trump has been in office. We've had two major disasters. We're not going to talk about that very much here with the helicopter and then the other plane in Philadelphia last night. We're not going to talk about that too much because I don't want to be one of these trauma pimps, as somebody had mentioned it before. It's very important, and I'm sorry I'm late. I was on the phone talking to a contact in D.C. Now, what we're going to talk about here today, if you're aware of this, Donald Trump has sent out a letter, or the Secretary of Defense has sent out a letter trying to get military troops to come back in to the United States military. And it seems right now it's more important than ever because of what we're seeing in Indiana. And I've got information on why the United Nations has troops in Indiana. We're going to talk about this. This is what clued me in, keyed me in, whatever you want to talk about it. But this is a clip from a construction worker. And he just basically says, can you tell me what the UN is doing at a construction site in Indiana? Make sure you hit the like, subscribe, thumbs up button in the chat. We'll get into this. Watch this. I'm going to stop this. There's a very precise moment in this clip that you need to be aware of. Okay. This is insanity is what we're seeing right here. This is insanity. Okay. Check this out. Okay. Right there. Look in the bottom corner. Camouflage. Military guys would call it fatigues, BDUs, ACUs, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the United Nations calls this. Watch this. The UN in Indiana, apparently men and these construction workers were told they were not allowed to have phones on the job site. They were told they were not allowed to have their personal communication on the job site, almost treating it like a skiff. Well, for those of you that live in Indiana, you may know what's going on there. Some of you may not. Okay. Some of you may not know what's going on in Indiana. And I'm going to show you here what is going on in Indiana. Okay. This is insanity. India Energy Group plans the world's largest data center. I hope all of you know data is the largest weapon right now that can be used against any of us. Data, whether it's carrying around a phone. I've got two phones. I've got like a friendly phone, and then I've got one of the Eric Prince dark phones, black phones, whatever you want to call it. Okay. But this is huge. India's government is pledging billions in financial support for the country's ambitions around artificial intelligence. We all know about AI, DeepSeek, ChatGPT, all this other stuff. But they are investing billions of dollars to build a data center in Indiana. And this is from Indiana MUN. Okay, I'm going to pull this down a little bit here and share this. This is in Indiana that they are building, and this is Indiana Model United Nations, okay? Indiana Model United Nations, one of the largest and most well-funded student organizations on campus. We boast the highest ranked school conference in the state. Our team is ranked number 24 in America. We have resources to give you unforgettable experiences, the talent to develop and grow professionally, and the devoted community to begin building your home in Bloomington. Why is the United Nations in Bloomington, Indiana? And this is this should worry you. Now, somebody said in the chat, 30 minute cities. Ryan, thank you for joining the channel as a deplorable. Yeah, we've got different levels of membership. Join the channel. You get Patriots, deplorables. I really appreciate it. Keeps the channel alive and thriving. Now, look at these board members. Pranav Kurapati, president and chairman. Okay. Olivia Kutka, vice president. Paige Benner. Shreyas Mishra. Dylan Burns, right? Elise, I can't even pronounce this last name. What are you noticing here? What are you noticing here? They're trying to pick and choose future world leaders. Future world leaders. The guy, I'll get to the super chats in a second. We'll get through those. Thank you so much for getting to the super chats. It really helps me keep the channel alive. This is not an easy little bit of research that I'm doing here. Here we go. Indiana University. Sustainability. What does that tell you? What does sustainability mean to you? 30-minute cities? 15-minute cities? Data's power. There are things going on right now behind the scenes to what I would say hamstring Donald Trump, to stop Donald Trump from being successful, to throw some obstacles in Donald Trump's way. Okay, let's get a little further into this. Let's get a little further. This is a quick little Google search here. Look at this. Quick little Google search. Look what comes up here. Okay, right here. Indiana has multiple model United Nations programs, including the Indianapolis Model United Nations and Indiana Model United Nations. These programs simulate the UN by assigning students to represent a country and debate UN topics. An annual simulation of the UN for high schools held at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, one of the world's longest running high school MUNs. Students simulate UN committees. What did Donald Trump just say he was about to do? Do you know this? Another promise kept. President Trump immediately suspends funding for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. Okay? They're bringing it here, guys. They're bringing it to us. And for the last, I don't know how long, we've been paying for this. We have been paying to have this brought to us. Donald Trump is cutting off funding for this. So, my opinion, tinfoil hat time. They are implementing some programs behind the scenes to, let's just say, hamstring Donald Trump. And to bring in their own globalist agenda without his approval, without your approval, okay? This is not good. This is not good at all. And if you just follow some of the cash, follow the cash. And the cash is exactly what is happening. Look at this article. This is from Alex Jones on InfoWars. Alex is more often right than not. Breaking historic bombshell, President Trump has declared on Mexico. He's not declared on Mexico. He has declared on the cartels. And how many of you believe that the cartels fund the Mexican government? How many of you believe that? Okay, I do. I believe that the cartels are funding the Mexican government. I believe that the cartels are funding many members of our own government. And now with Donald Trump coming into office and saying, hey, I've had enough of sending my money to the UN, which is in turn bringing our invaders to us. I believe that's what's happening. They're like, hey, we'll subvert you. We will go around you. We will discredit you. Okay. Thank you to the guy. Screw the blue helmets. They're soft and underarm. I don't want to know. I want to know why Elon and team was allowed to order into the OPM. I personally never authorized Doge or Elon Musk to obtain my personal military information. It's very interesting that you brought that up. I've got information about the Office of Personnel Management coming in right now. Thank you, the guy. I really appreciate that. Okay. How many of you knew this was happening? Okay. Here's the next one. United Nations is plotting a code of conduct for online platforms. Here's where the dots get connected. Here's where the dots are connected. For online platforms, if you're going to conduct this code of conduct, this social credit score, what do you need? You need a giant data center. You need a data center. And where else would a data center be very effective than right in the heartland of America? Indiana. Right in the heartland, guys. That's what's happening. And we don't even know it. Or maybe we do, and we're not paying attention. Look at the replies with this. What the hell, Indiana? Do you have any information on this, Mr. Attorney General? Okay, they bring up the same things that I brought up. Indiana college students working for the MUN. Okay, this is exactly what's happening. They're bringing it to us. There's a zoomed in photo of the helmet. Okay. What do you guys think about this in the chat? How many of you knew this was going on right under your noses? We got 3,000 people in the live stream. 3,000 of you are now aware of this. Hit that like and subscribe button on the channel. Make sure you turn on that bell notification so that you know when we're bringing this information out. Okay? There's a link. You can join up. I'd love to know where you guys are at, where you're watching from. Some of you are probably already at work. Some of you have the day off. Share this information. That's all I ask. Share it, like it, subscribe, thumbs up, whatever you want to call it. I don't ask a lot. You guys can just share this information. And I'll tell you this, there has been a call for help by Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and also by Donald Trump. They are trying to get help. And by doing so, they are asking for military members to come back in. Why? Why now? Well, it's pretty evident why now. You see the UN helmet. Anybody tells you that's not a United Nations helmet, you just say, hey, okay, yeah. Keep getting the hokey pokey shots, right? Keep getting the hokey pokey. Here we go. Look at this. Kind of funny. Those are Indiana Fox Contractor Corps safety vests. The UN helmets have to have some kind of a running joke with these guys. I don't think so. Why would he be in fatigues? United Nations, an amorphous body of nothingness. I got something I want to show you here. Guys, I'm drinking out of the unicorn farts this morning, powered by unicorn farts. Tell me this clip is not wrong. Years ago, the guy up top, Hannibal, that is when that show started. And now the A-Team is back. Is that a coincidence? 40 years ago, that TV show started, and now the A-Team is back. Or they're trying to assemble the A-Team. Okay? Got something here you need to watch. You want to talk about a flip?
Some sense that the border is also being secured. What they don't want is a situation in which there is a pathway to legalization and you've got another several hundred thousands of folks coming in every year. And that, I think, All right. is a sensible position we should be able to arrive at. We are a country of immigrants. We're also a country of laws. And the question is, how do we balance that appropriately? I am hopeful that we can solve this problem constructively. I think Joe is exactly right that we want to have a situation in which those who are already here are playing by the rules, are willing to pay a fine and go through a rigorous process should have a pathway to legalization. And I think most Americans will support that if they have some sense that the border is also being secured. What they don't want is a situation in which there is a pathway to legalization and you've got another several hundred thousands of folks coming in every year. And that, I think, is a sensible position we should be able to arrive at.
We're funding our own invasion. The previous clip, I could not play the sound. It had music. A lot of people were saying in the chat, there was no sound. I could not play the music on that, okay? Because of, you know, YouTube health and comfort, okay? This is good. This is what we need to have happen. We need to have people like Donald Trump back in office. We need to have it happen now. Now, okay? That's what we need. It needs to come back now. Let me show you this. How many of you like Tucker Carlson? Okay. Somebody said, why show it? Well, it's my channel. There you go. Okay. Now, how many of you like Tucker Carlson? Tucker Carlson did an interview with Piers Morgan. Watch what he says.
If you're intentionally killing civilians, you probably shouldn't beat your chest and brag about it. You know, maybe you can make
the case. I agree with that.
Maybe you make the case that we had to do it or whatever, but you should.
I agree.
You should weep, and that's evil, and you should just say it's evil. And I know it's really, really threatening to.
Is it evil?
Ben Shapiro to say that or whatever.
But is it evil?
To kill civilians on purpose? Yeah, it is. I think it is.
Really?
Kids and children? Well, how is it not, actually?
In a war?
Well, you can call it whatever you want. How is it right to kill women and children?
I didn't say, well, because I think there is a moral right behind you if you are literally.
To kill women and children?
If,
really?
There's, a, if there's a world war that threatens
call
the entire. If it threatens the entire world?
Did Piers Morgan just advocate for G-side?
Yes.
Some people killed your kids, like your 8-year-old?
Like, well,
how
your
is
own
that
children.
Morally justifiable?
Well, because actually you have to, well, by your criteria.
It's disgusting.
Okay, it's nothing's, so no war is morally justified.
I mean, I think it's pretty hard to justify. I mean, yeah. I'm
Any
sure,
war.
You know, a pure defensive action, sure. But all I'm saying, look, it's all ugly. It's all hard to stomach. I've actually seen some of it up close. It's super ugly.
You can say that you say you hate it. The fact you quibble with it being morally justified.
To intentionally kill non-combatants, women and children, I think we can say that's wrong. In fact, I thought that was the thing we were fighting against.
So if you notice up top, Jeremy Boring, he owns the Daily Wire. He says anyone still blind to what Tucker is doing is willfully so. He isn't hiding it. When a man has worse things to say about Winston Churchill and Ben Shapiro than Putin and the schmazzy apologists, he's making his position pretty clear. So now you have the Daily Wire. You have the Daily Wire president going after Tucker Carlson. You have Piers Morgan advocating for G-side. What do you think about this? Okay. What do you think about this? Here we go. Breaking, an email from John Brennan confirms the 51 intelligence agents that signed the infamous letter to solely give Biden the ability to lie to Americans in order to be elected. This is the email from John Brennan. This is the email from Brennan. Everything is coming out, guys. Everything is coming out. All of this information is coming to light. It's all coming to light. And it's only because Donald Trump was elected. But they're putting obstacles in place right now to slow him down. To slow him down. This is Rush Limbaugh from 1993.
Why? Because I'm wearing these ribbons. I care more than any of you about anything.
And these ribbons say so. I want you people sitting at home and you people in the audience, look down at your lapel right now. I want you to do this. Put the camera back on me. Do this. When you look down, what do you see? You don't see anything because you're not wearing any ribbons. It means you're a bigot. It means you're a racist. It means you're a sexist. It means you're a homophobe. It probably means you're a white guy. It probably means you're a European. And you alone are responsible for all the ills of America. But I'm not, because I'm wearing these ribbons. I care more than you.
Okay, that's Rush from 1993. I'm going to make the assimilation here. You notice the little ribbons on his chest there? The different colors? How many people in the chat have seen people wearing the little armbands? Let's talk about the Live Strong. Remember Lance Armstrong with the yellow armband? If you didn't wear one of those, you did not support the eradication of cancer. If you didn't wear one of those, if you didn't give Lance Armstrong $1 for one of those, you wanted your friends to get cancer, or that's the way it was perceived. If you don't wear one of the little rainbow things, you hate those people. If you don't assimilate into those programs, then you're 100% against them, okay? You're 100% against them. It is a way to just manipulate you. It is a way to manipulate you into falling in line. And it's emotional blackmail, okay? It's emotional blackmail. That's what it is. Okay, let's check this out. I'm going to show you this one. This is where we're getting deep. This is where we're getting deep. Okay, so this is deleted GSA tech arm, a far left agency that viciously subverted Trump during his first term, surrendered after Elon Musk took over. It deleted huge swaths of code dedicated to virtue signaling rather than the mission, such as its inclusion bot. Okay, this is what they were deleting over the weekend when Donald Trump had everyone remove their pronouns from their emails. Okay, they removed their pronouns from their emails. That's what's happening. That is what has happened. Okay. They have done this on purpose. The federal government, Wide Computer Office, which say had a Transformer logo. And now all the code is being leaked that they had in place. It's all this gender identity garbage. Okay? Look at this. GSA headquarters. This is all there. Every damn bit of it is there. Every bit of it. It's been there. And they're doing this to everyone. Okay? They're doing this to everyone. It is disgusting what's going on. And we've allowed it to happen. We have allowed it to happen in our government. Okay? Now, this lady here, I hate to say it, I'm sorry, ma'am. Donald Trump is going to be your president until January 20th, 2029. Listen to her.
Have you checked on your American friends lately? Because we're not okay. The past 10 days has felt like a year. For so many of us right now, we cannot keep up with all of these horrific executive orders coming down hour after hour, day after day in the first 10 days. Add to that the first commercial plane crash in over a dozen years, claiming the lives of everyone involved. It is genuinely looking bleak over here for a lot of us. We are doing our best not to have our spirits crushed. And as somebody who works in mental health, I can tell you.
She needs some mental health.
Tell you this.
How many in the chat think she needs some mental health vitamins? Okay. Just type a yes or no in the chat if this lady needs help. If you know this lady, give her some help.
Feels like COVID all over again. It is my job to help other people day in and day out. And I'm struggling. And I know I am not the only one in this position. Healthcare providers in this country are struggling. I know we have so many allies all over the world, and we appreciate it so immensely. And there are so many things that I wish we could take a page from you right now, because in this country, we are going sideways so fast, and many of us do not know what to do to stop it. Thank you for listening. I needed to get that off my chest. Please go ahead and follow me on my other platforms in case this ever gets banned again.
Her name on TikTok is Strong Therapy. If any of you want to follow her, I feel sorry for you, but go right ahead. Okay? Next up, there's the blue helmets right there. We got the blue helmets rolling in. Okay? You know what? Screw it. I'm going to show this. Is what has been said to me. Now, am I going to do that? I don't know about that, guys. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to play their game. Look at this. This is a letter that just came out from Governor Greg Abbott. Texas Governor Greg Abbott just signs an order to ensure DEI is nowhere to be found in all state agencies. Greg Abbott signed this into law yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Good for you, Texas. Good for you, Texas. Okay? Amen, hallelujah. You know what? I think Greg Abbott probably deserves one of these.
And can an amen and a boom shakalaka go right there?
Yeah, let's give Greg Abbott one of those. I firmly believe Greg Abbott needs that. This is not good, guys. This is not good. I got a bunch of stuff to get through. I got a bunch of bookmarks of information I saved. I don't know if you saw this, Donald Trump, the photo of the beautiful water. Donald Trump tweeted this out. Photo of beautiful water flow that opened in California today, 1.6 billion gallons, and in 3 days it will be 5.2. Everybody should be happy about this long-fought victory. Only wish they had listened to me 6 years ago. He had the United States military go in, Army Corps of Engineers, I believe, go in and open this up. Okay? Look at this. Tinfoil hat. You want to know where the tinfoil hat origin came from? Here we go. Let's get to this.
He was a smart guy. Thought his girlfriend was cheating on him and he would fly into rages and was seeing a therapist. Bad luck for him. This therapist was a CIA guy. Yeah, Delgado. Those old things with the bull where it doesn't charge because they're putting, it's a chip. You know, the brain chip has been invented a long time ago. So they put this in this guy's head without telling him, a brain chip. And then it turned him into, I mean, it just fucked him up, okay? And he ended up in a booby hatch. And the pain from, you know, because microwaves have to be transmitted to his chip. So the pain of that in his brain made him put metal trash cans on his, because he's smart. Thanks, he knew science things and what they were using, even though he was in pain. And then they started letting him use aluminum foil around his fucking head. And that's, so we get the term tinfoil hat from a guy the CIA mutilated and fucked up.
There you go. Sorry about the language, but I had to get that out there. Now you know. Now you know. Tinfoil hat time, okay? Tinfoil hat. That's the crazy stuff right there, guys. Okay? Check this out. Watch this. Cash Patel, this is why we need him.
I'm the guy that's going to tell you they need major reforms. I'm going to tell you to shut down the FBI headquarters building and open it up as a museum of the deep state the next day. Seriously, you need 50 guys in Washington running the FBI. You know where you need the other 7,000 agents and lawyers? Across the country chasing down criminals.
I think we need them in Indiana. I think we need them in Indiana right now. Okay? Guys, be careful. I'm going off the grid for a while. I'll probably be back on. I'm meeting up with someone this afternoon to get some information. Somebody, a trucker that's traveling through the area that may or may not have been in Indiana. I'm going to get some information from him. I can't say who, but he's a trucker. He's got some information, wants to share some photos with me that he does not want to send over a digital platform. Okay? This is Vet Biker. I'm going to get out of here.